Praise the Lord. Welcome to this program of R.G. Hardy Ministries, because we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for tuning in today, because we have a very special message for you if you are married or are planning to be married. If so, this message by my father, Brother Hardy, is one you don't want to miss. Two shall be one. Even if you have a good marriage, you can benefit from this down-to-earth biblical teaching, two shall be one.
I'm talking about marriage, whereby God mystically takes a man and a woman and literally makes them one. And as God was talking to the Pharisees in Matthew 19, chapter 4 through the 6th verse, when they asked him about being able to divorce, he said that in the beginning it was not so. In the beginning, God said, let there be one man with one woman forever. Because when he joined them together, they no longer were two, but one flesh. And then he gave a command, what therefore God has joined together. Now here is the veiled threat, let no man put asunder. How many say amen? Let me give you a little background on the ancient world and family setup. Of course, in its 20th century America, we've lost all family values, and it's really no more that way. In fact, a lot of families are single parent families. A lot of families don't have a father, don't even know the father. Single parent, and they don't know. But in Bible days and in the beginning, a husband or a man would stay in his father's house. And it's still so in Europe. I've been in Europe a lot of places, and they still have that family culture the way it was in the Bible and in Bible times. And they would live together as a family in a family unit, which America has lost. And the man and even the woman, the daughter and the son, would stay in the house of their parents and be under their protection and their care until the time came for the son to marry. And when it came time for him to marry, he left his father's house from under his father's leadership, because the father was the high priest and the leader of the family. He was the protector, provider, and leader of the family. And they were under their care, daughter and son, until it came time for the son to marry. Now, when it came time for the son to marry, he left the protection and the leadership of his father and started his own house. And that's what God was saying, and Jesus was reminding, that when a man gets ready to marry and picks out a suitable wife, then he is to leave his father and mother's care and leadership and set up his own family and be the leader of his own family. And then when it came time for the daughter to be given as a wife, the father would send her out of his house from under his care, from under his protection, where he supplied her need and protected her, to her husband, her new leader and new protector. But the trouble with it is, of a lot of mothers and fathers, they have never sent their son out of their house, and they have never gave their daughter to her husband. They still try to rule them. Can I get an amen? And that is against the word of God. The husband is the leader and head of the house, and he is supposed to be the protector, the leader, the feeder, the protector, and lover of his wife. The husband is supposed to lead, and the wife is supposed to follow his lead. The husband is to love, and the wife is to follow his loving lead. How many say amen? You see, that's why we have in the ceremony where the father gives away the bride. That's taking over from the ancient Bible order where the father would send the daughter out from his care. And as soon as he sent her out from his care, his rulership and leadership and protectorship and providership of his daughter ceased to be. It was now transferred to her husband. How many say amen? But we got too many parents still trying to run their sons and daughters' marriage. And you are disobeying God's word and tearing up that union. And I would advise, like God advised and Jesus advised, leave your father and mother's house and set your own up. Young married couple, don't live with your mother and your father. It doesn't mean to no more love them. It doesn't mean to no more honor them and respect them. It means from now on you are no longer under their leadership. The husband is the head of his family. He's the new leader. And the husband is to be the leader, lover, protector, provider for his wife, and his wife is to follow his lead, and the husband is to supply her need. How many say amen? Oh, give the Lord a good clap offering. Praise his wonderful name. Praise the name of Jesus. All right. God's government. What is the new government now in God? The head of every man is Christ. The head of the woman is the man. The head of Christ is God. Now, this doesn't mean that the husband is a dictator, a Hitler, that's dominating, beating his wife down. How many say amen? Mistreating her, reducing her to nothing but a slave. That's not inherent in the word head. In fact, a lot of translators believe that it should be translated, the husband is the source of the woman, even as the man, Christ is his source, and even as God is Christ's source. You see, the man is the source of the woman because she came out of the man. And the man's head or source is Christ because he created him. How many's out there? But the real meaning of the word is to be the head is to be the leader. Logic tells you I can only have one head in my body. Because if I have two heads, then I'm going to be the two-headed freak monster. So there can only be one head, and God has chosen man to be the head, the leader. And there is a specific reason. Remember I told you the wife is to compliment the husband, supply what he lacks, and the husband compliment the wife to supply what she lacks. Now, God equipped the man to be the leader and not the woman. Now, I want to get to you that not being a leader doesn't mean you're a servant and a slave. I'm going to give you what it means to be a leader. Now, the husband's role in the marriage is to be the leader. He is to be the guide of the family. He is to be the leader, the feeder, the protector, the lover. That's the husband's function. And the wife is to be the follower. The husband supply the need of his wife, and wife follow his lead. If I was a woman and my husband protected me, supplied my need, and loved me, he could lead me anywhere he wants. I would be singing, "Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way." Now, God equipped the man to be the leader. And part of the job of the leader was to be the protector and feeder or provider of that family. God did not design the woman to be the protector and provider for the family. I mean, when the enemy comes in to try to harm your family, the woman wasn't the one to rise up and resist him. That's the man's part. Because God has equipped the man for that role. Now, medical science has found out that man thinks from the left side of his brain. And that's the side of the brain that is the aggressive side.
Amen. I hope you're blessed by this informative and inspirational message by my father, Brother Hardy, Two Shall Be One. We feel strongly that every Christian marriage should examine itself in the light of God's Word to be sure that they are applying godly principles for a healthy and holy marriage. This teaching defines and expounds the very important meanings of the terms headship and submission, and these are areas that are often misused and abused in marriage. Also addressed are the questions, what is the biblical role of the husband in marriage? What is the biblical role of the wife? And what about the role of sex in marriage? These issues are soundly addressed in this vital, practical, and enlightening teaching, Two Shall Be One. Now, you may want to add this to your spiritual library or share it with someone who is getting married or someone having marital problems. It is available on a double CD set for a love gift of $15 or more to the radio ministry. Request offer 215. That's offer 215. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or if you prefer, order online at rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Visit both our e-store and Faith is Action archives. Faith is Action is our monthly magazine, which features messages by my father, Brother Hardy, and myself, like today's. You can join our postal mailing list and receive the printed magazine in your mailbox every month free. So whether you prefer to download online or have it delivered to your home, Faith is Action is serious reading for the serious Christian. Again, this is a two CD set for a love gift of $15 or more. Request offer 215. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Until next time, this is Sister Sharon saying, Maranatha.